A white supremacist who preached in favor of racial holy war has been sentenced to 40 years in prison for soliciting the murder of a federal judge in Chicago. The judge sentencing Matthew Hale today agreed with prosecutors that his crime amounted to an act of domestic terrorism. He gave Hale the maximum sentence allowed. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
Hale was convicted a year ago of trying to have an associate kill federal judge Joan Humphrey Lefko, who had ruled against him in a trademark dispute. The man Hale wanted to kill the judge was an FBI informant. While representing himself in today's sentencing hearing, Hale proclaimed his innocence and called the prosecution liars. In a rambling two-hour speech, Hale compared the FBI to the Gestapo. He claimed he'd been smeared by the media and ended by reciting the last few lines of the national anthem. Afterwards, in the lobby of Chicago's downtown federal courthouse, the U.S. Attorney for Chicago, Patrick Fitzgerald, told reporters Hale could not have been more wrong.
12 jurors found unanimously and beyond a reasonable doubt that he was guilty of the crime, and I put no stock in his claims now, the crocodile tears that he didn't do anything wrong.
Earlier this year, a man angered by Judge Lefko's ruling against him in an unrelated case killed her husband and mother. Today, Hale claimed both he and Judge Lefko were the victims, on the same side against the liars. But Prosecutor Fitzgerald rejects that.
It's offensive. It's a stupid argument. The bottom line is, he was the one who went around and tried to convince people to kill Judge Lefko. And for him to try in his own manipulative way to try and shift the blame then, or the responsibility onto others, and then to turn around and tell the world that the people who prosecuted him for trying to kill a judge are responsible for somebody else doing it, it makes no sense.
Fitzgerald says because Hale was retaliating against the government, in this case a judge he says was just doing her job, the crime amounts to an act of terrorism and thus requires the maximum sentence allowable. U.S. District Court Judge James Moody agrees. In sentencing Hale, Moody said he considers Hale to be extremely dangerous and the offense for which he was convicted to be extremely egregious. Hale first gained notoriety in 1999 when one of his followers, Ben Smith, went on a shooting spree, killing two and wounding seven as he targeted Jews, African Americans, and Asians in Illinois and Indiana. Lonnie Nassiter, the regional director of the Anti-Defamation League, says those involved in Hale's white supremacist group have now scattered, and he doubts it has much of a future.
I think this was really a crushing blow. I mean, their charismatic leader has now been sentenced for 40 years.
Hale's mother calls the 40-year sentence horrible, adding that Matt was the only one in the courtroom telling the truth. Hale can appeal the sentence, but there's no word yet on if he will. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.